There have been two quarterbacks in Carolina Panthers lore who have taken them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Cam Newton will not return our calls. Jake DeLome, silly enough to do that. Jake DeLome joins us now on the Adam Gold Show, part of the Panthers radio broadcast crew. Jake, I appreciate your time, man. How you doing?
I am doing very, very well. And I know you were kind of speaking about the NCAA tournament, obviously, which starts today, or maybe it just started.
It did.
But, tonight, the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana, Lafayette, play at 9:30 against Tennessee. So I'm pretty excited, too, about that.
That's a winnable game for you guys.
We'll see. We'll try. Yeah, it's going to be tough, but you know what? We're going to try.
Well, didn't you like it better? Wasn't it Southwest Louisiana when you were there?
Yeah, it was a directional college when I was there, absolutely. That's how many years back it's been. But we kind of went to the Louisiana system, the state of Louisiana, I guess similar to the North Carolina, UNC Greensboro, UNC Charlotte, et cetera, et cetera. So I kind of like the Louisiana. I love our Raging Cajuns, you know, our mascot. That's yep. The whole there's no other Raging Cajun mascot in the United States or in the world. So I do like that.
All right. Well, we'll be rooting for you guys against the Volunteers, right?
Sounds great.
Good luck with that. All right. Let's start. First of all, when the front office swung the deal for the first overall pick, walk me through what you felt as they did something like this.
Well, I think the first thing, I had the Panthers app downloaded on my phone, and so I have my watch on, and I get an alert, and I look, Panthers trade up for the first overall pick. So the first thing is, okay, what did we give up, and was there a player involved? And that's kind of the first thing that went through my mind, to be quite honest. It wasn't, okay, what quarterback we're taking, because obviously we're going to take one. Right. It was more so, what was the compensation, and was there a player involved? To be totally honest, that's what my initial thoughts were.
And what do you think about the player that went the other way?
Listen, you never want to lose good football players. And I truly thought DJ was a good football player that didn't truly get to showcase, I think, his complete talent. He never really had consistent quarterback play. And the years that he played with Cam, you know, Cam was it wasn't the MVP Cam. It was, the Cam that had a shoulder injury that he was battling back from. So he never truly had that consistent play. So disappointed to lose him. But, hey, if you want to move up and you want to play a big boys game, so to speak, we have to be able to deal somebody. In Chicago, it sounds like, dug their heels in, and that's who they wanted. So we had to give up. I wish him nothing but the best. And it worked out great for Chicago because the free agent class this year, wide receiver-wise, is not overly deep. But then – you know, on the flip side of it, we get to move up to get the number one pick. And if we pick the right guy, whoever that may be, in 2, 3, 4 years from now, it'll all be worth the while. Because really and truly, you've got to have a quarterback to give yourself a chance. I mean, let's be very honest.
Oh, there's no question. You can't fake your way at that position. There are and teams that grasp and get it wrong seem to always get it wrong. You know, the history of the Panthers has been, I mean, you were really good. And Cam Newton, before the injury, before 2018, was really good. He never really, I mean, I think the shoulders, the damage to the shoulder in 2018 in the hit, I guess it was by T.J. Watt of the Steelers on that Thursday night game. I think that was the beginning of the end, because you could argue that Cam Newton was maybe better than the Cam Newton that took the Panthers to the Super Bowl 3 years prior.
Listen, Cam Newton was a special generational talent, and one NFL MVP, leading the team 15-1. You know, unfortunately, lost to the Broncos in the Super Bowl. But I just go back, and maybe my years might be wrong, but I think it was 18. I believe we were 6-2 at the halfway point. And the game for me was the Philadelphia game. We beat Philly in Philly. And I think it was a big 4th-and-10 or 4th-and-11 we had to complete. And, you know, just he put us on his back. And Greg Olsen made the big play on 4th down. And Luke's making tackles everywhere. And Thomas. And, you know, it's like, gosh, we've got a shot. And then, boom, he gets the shoulder deal. And give him credit. He battled through many, many injuries, and he played through many injuries. And unfortunately, the NFL is a brutal business, and a quarterback as physical as him. And listen, there's no doubt he took hits that he wouldn't have taken in this day and age because there would have been so many more flags. At that point, they weren't calling them like they are now.
Jake DeLome is joining us here on The Adam Gold Show. All right, I'll ask the question, but I will understand if you decide not to really answer it. Do you have, of the four quarterbacks who are mentioned as potential first overall picks, or maybe not all four are these days, do you have a favorite among them?
Listen, I'm going to waffle from this question. I'll tell you right now. I'm going to zig and zag. Listen, it's very, to me, in my eyes, I think it's down to two, and I don't know anything. I don't have inside information because everything we're going to see from here on out is going to be all smoke screens for the most part and lies. But, yes, it's a Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud type of question. I've watched Bryce Young play a lot more than C.J. Stroud just due to the nature of where my home is in Louisiana and the SEC connection, and so much more SEC's played in our neck of the woods. And the interest on my part, to be very honest. C.J. Stroud, I thought, is a very good football player that played with some really good players. And then I watched him play against Georgia in the semifinals. And I was wow, to be quite honest with you. I don't know if I was expecting that. I saw him do things, moving in the pocket, moving around, making very accurate football throws against an NFL defense. Because Georgia's defense is an NFL defense.
Yes.
Every one of those guys will play in the NFL. So I was extremely that night, you're like, wow, he threw himself into the mix. There's no doubt. And Bryce, week in and week out, you've seen him play extremely well. Unbelievable, it seems, from the neck up. He has been coached NFL. He's NFL ready, in my opinion. Bill O'Brien's, I think, is a very good football coach, a really good offensive coordinator. He's had him for the last 2 years. He's facing extreme talent every day in practice in Alabama and in the SEC. And I'm not quite sure how talented the skill people were this year at Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, last year he had James, the Williams kid who tore his ACL that Detroit picked early on. But other than that, it wasn't like when they had the Ruggs and the Judy and Smith that the Tua threw to and things like that. So I've seen him make some great plays. I've seen him, to me, the more impressive watching him was last year in two losses, one at Tennessee on the night game, and then again at LSU another night game, two of the most hostile crowds that you could possibly play in front of. And both times he leads his team down the field, one to tie at LSU, doesn't get a chance to win it because LSU beats them after that, doesn't get a ball back. And then against Tennessee, watching him drive down to put them in position for a game-winning field goal kick. And so those are things you can't coach, you can't teach. Somebody has it or they don't. So I've watched more of Bryce. And again, I'll go back to CJ. Yes, we understand the receiving talent that's at Ohio State and some of the other talent around him. But he was very impressive against Georgia. I just keep on going back to that. I saw some things that, wow, I'm not so sure I saw that throughout the course of his career. And then you watch him play in that game and it's like, yeah, he can do it.
Oh yeah. They're both quality players, but I agree with you about Bryce. If Bryce Young was 6'1" and not 5'10", the contract might've already been signed.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he's a, yes, he is slight. There's no doubt about it. And I understand there's the Kyler Murrays of the world and things like that. Drew Brees was a 6-foot quarterback, but Drew Brees beat you with his brains, to be quite honest. And Drew was a really good athlete. I don't think he got the credit for it. So we'll see how it all plays out. The NFL favors not touching a quarterback anymore, so that's always going to be that's another factor you can factor in. But I just think whatever quarterback does come to Carolina, the teams that always pick first, they're bad football teams. That's just the way it goes. I don't consider us in that regard. I think we're a solid football team that's making its way, especially with an offensive line. Now that Bozeman's back, so everyone's back, I think the line will be better. Our run game, signing Sanders, I think that's going to be a shot in the arm along with Chuba. And who knows? There's still out there that maybe Deontay Foreman even comes back. That would be even greater. So we'll see. I do like what we have to, I guess, insulate a young quarterback and give that quarterback some time to grow and learn, because there is a big adjustment.
And you know, and Jake Delhomme is joining us here in our final minute show with Jake, you know how important a pass-catching tight end is, the security blanket of that. And Hayden Hurst is a I loved the signing of Hayden Hurst, because he is a guy that can be, if he stays healthy and he's used properly, he can be a 60-70 catch a year guy and catch some touchdowns for a young quarterback.
The Jeep Wrangler 4xe. It's electrified. Boogie, woogie, woogie. So you can boogie, woogie, woogie up a mountain, boogie, over creeks, or boogie, woogie, woogie through a desert where you get bit by a pit viper. So you boogie, woogie, woogie back to camp and ask your friends if they'll suck the snake venom out. When they say no, you boogie, woogie, woogie to the nearest hospital for a dose of anti-venom, and boogie, woogie, woogie your way to a full recovery. The electrified Jeep Wrangler 4xe. Learn more at Jeep.com. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
No, you're exactly right. And I even love that Ian Thomas restructured his deal and he'll be back. Ian Thomas gets so underrated because he doesn't catch a lot of passes. But what he does in the run game, his stoutness in the run game, that's huge. And Tommy Tremble, we've seen a flash here or two. I'm not so sure we've seen a consistent enough approach. But this, I just think offensively what we've done the last couple of years, and now this is going to be a very different approach. This staff we put together is it's pretty top-notch on offense and defense and special teams. So I kind of like that. Yes, I understand we need a wide receiver. There's no marquee name. Terrace Marshall will have to step up. Laviska Shenault, he'll have an offseason. He needs to step up. And we'll see. Free agency is not over with and draft-wise. So hopefully we can add some more pieces. And I like this team. I think this team is, in my opinion, starting to trend in the right direction. And the way to go to be popular, to be trending extremely high, is to hit right on the quarterback.
Jake Delhomme, I appreciate your time. Hopefully we can do it again, and enjoy your offseason down in the bayou and all of that. And good luck to your Raging Cajuns tonight.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. We're going to need it. And y'all have a wonderful day and wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too. Jake Delhomme, part of the Panthers radio team, like to talk to him about quarter. He's very excited about his Raging Cajuns.
Yeah.
And that's good, too. I don't think they're beating Tennessee, but they might. I don't think Tennessee – I think Tennessee's got one win in them tops. So maybe they get zero.
Maybe.
Right? Maybe they get zero. I think the winner of Duke Oral Roberts is going to march on through that game. I'm hoping that it's Duke, because I have Duke in the Final Four. That's why I'm hoping it's Duke. Also, we like to root for the locals. I have State going to the Sweet 16.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all wrong with that.
The Jeep Wrangler 4xe. It's electrified.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
So you can boogie, woogie, woogie up a mountain, boogie, over creeks, or boogie, woogie, woogie through a desert where you get bit by a pit viper. So you boogie, woogie, woogie back to camp and ask your friends if they'll suck the snake venom out. When they say no, you boogie, woogie, woogie to the nearest hospital for a dose of anti-venom, and boogie, woogie, woogie your way to a full recovery. The electrified Jeep Wrangler 4xe. Learn more at Jeep.com. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.